Kelso Harper's Scientific American article, How Periods Can Affect ADHD Symptoms and Treatment, explores how women's ADHD symptoms can fluctuate across the menstrual cycle. A groundbreaking ADHD study. Our understanding of ADHD is evolving dramatically. While doctors once viewed it as a fixed condition that stays the same over time, new research reveals it's actually much more dynamic, especially in women. The way ADHD presents can change significantly based on hormonal fluctuations throughout the month. A groundbreaking study by researcher Michelle Martel and her team followed 97 female college students who have ADHD, tracking how their symptoms changed during their menstrual cycles. What they discovered was eye-opening. ADHD symptoms like difficulty focusing and impulsive behavior got notably worse right before and during menstruation, with another smaller spike around ovulation. This wasn't just a coincidence. The researchers found these changes were linked to dropping levels of estradiol, a powerful form of estrogen that helps regulate attention and mood in the brain. The biology behind the changes. The connection makes biological sense because estrogen plays a crucial role in producing dopamine, a brain chemical that's central to ADHD. When estrogen levels drop, it can make existing ADHD symptoms more intense. This finding helps explain why many women with ADHD also experience more severe premenstrual symptoms and are at higher risk for postpartum depression. Early treatment innovations. Some doctors are already putting these insights into practice with promising results. For example, in early trials, adjusting ADHD medication doses based on where patients are in their menstrual cycles has helped reduce symptoms without causing additional side effects. Historical oversights in ADHD research. This research highlights a significant oversight in how we've studied and treated ADHD historically. Since most ADHD research has focused on males, we've missed important differences in how women experience the condition. For instance, some women might only show clear ADHD symptoms during certain parts of their cycle, which means they could be overlooked under traditional diagnostic criteria. Broader implications for healthcare. The implications of this research are far-reaching. For healthcare providers, it suggests the need to consider hormonal cycles when diagnosing and treating ADHD in women. Treatment plans might need to be more flexible, potentially combining adjusted medication schedules with other approaches like therapy and hormonal management. More broadly, this study shows why it's crucial to include women in medical research. Without their participation, we miss vital insights that could help millions of people receive better care. Looking to the future. Looking ahead, this new understanding of how ADHD symptoms can fluctuate with hormonal changes opens exciting possibilities for more personalized and effective treatments. By recognizing and studying these patterns, we're getting closer to helping women with ADHD manage their symptoms more effectively throughout their entire cycle.